USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is planning to address the coronavirus outbreak at 6 o'clock Eastern Time in a news conference. This, as an FDA official said on Wednesday, that the world is on the cusp of a pandemic. Now, regarding the FDA, Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton has some advice.
I think we need to expand the testing criteria, and the FDA needs to move faster to get testing kits approved out on the front lines. Right now, unfortunately, we've had fewer than 500 people administered this test in America. The simplest way to stop this outbreak from happening is to test aggressively so we can identify any possible cases. That's where I think our immediate focus needs to be.
And in a developing story, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel newspaper is reporting 7 people are dead in a shooting in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The incident happened at the Molson Coors campus. The gunman is among the dead. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Turning to financial news, stocks are down as fears of the coronavirus continue at the closing bell. The Dow lost 124 points to finish at 26,958. The S&P lost 12 points. However, the NASDAQ did gain 15. We've reached the point in the 2020 presidential race when endorsements start flowing. With the latest, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Elizabeth Warren getting the endorsement of the Boston Globe in her campaign for president. The Globe citing her leadership qualifications, track record, and the tenacity to defend democracy. South Carolina Congressman Jim Clyburn endorsing former VP Joe Biden. Clyburn is one of the leading African Americans in Congress and the House Majority Whip. Former New York City Mayor David Dinkins backing Michael Bloomberg, praising him for his leadership after the 9/11 terror attacks. And a few days ago, the San Diego Union-Tribune newspaper endorsed Pete Buttigieg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Today is Ash Wednesday, the start of the holy period of Lent that Christians observe leading up to Easter Sunday. These folks got their ashes in the morning at St. Peter's Church in Lower Manhattan.
It's a day of repentance for what God has done for us.
It's a special time of year, I think, to repent and focus on the kindness that's in the world.
That audio courtesy of NBC's Today Show. Penn State University students raised almost $12 million for children's cancer research in a big yearly event. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has more.
Penn State University's Dance Marathon came to a close with the announcement that the largest student-run philanthropy in the world topped almost $12 million in donations for its 2020 event. The total goes toward funding pediatric cancer research and covering the medical expenses of patients being treated at the Penn State Children's Hospital through the Four Diamonds Fund. The weekend featured a fashion show, a dance competition, and performances by a number of Penn State's singing groups. There were more than 700 dancers this year who spent the entire 46 hours without sitting or sleeping. Thon has raised over 4,000 families in their battles with pediatric cancer, and it raised over $168 million. Since its inception in 1973. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.